Hi, this is Wolf on the mic, and it's the 25th of September 2014, and today we are in the center of the universe of PayPal, and we have a very privileged person to talk to us, and he's going to present himself because he knows something about the future of connected commerce.
My name's Michael Champlin, and I am a presenter and team member here at the PayPal Commerce Innovation Showcase.
So what does that mean, commerce innovation? People have been talking about it quite often, but how do you come into this situation to explain to German editors what this commerce is going to be?
Well, the future of retail is changing. The future of commerce is changing. We're talking about digital payments. We're talking about mobile engagement. Mm-hmm. We're talking about omni-channel inventory management and e-commerce solutions. So that retail world and that commerce world that we've known for, you know, generations, we're at a major turning point right now. And to bring our message to global audiences, we're here at PayPal headquarters in California, but this is a global company. And with PayPal and eBay, we reach, you know, over 200 markets across the globe. So this is a story and a way to carry out commerce that is going to apply to every country as we move forward into the future of commerce.
But how do you explain to this bunch of German editors there are some differentiators between what you're doing in the US and what you're doing on other markets?
So this is one of the things that we speak about very frequently here, is that the services that we provide for both merchants and for consumers are highly customizable and adaptable to sensitivities within regions, cultural differences between markets, so that what might apply in the U.S. might be received totally differently in Germany. And we have solutions that address both. If privacy is more of a concern in one market than another, we have more private offerings that we can bring to that market. In the U.S., we frequently see a little less of a concern on that matter. So if someone wants to pay for goods by simply having their face appear on the point of sale of the retailer they're entering into, we make those solutions available there as well.
So you don't only have technical firewalls, but you have mental firewalls, so to speak?
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah. Mental, cultural, yep, absolutely.
Now, being successful in this area, and I know it's lots of struggle to be really successful, what do you think are going to be the major challenges, maybe not for the next quarter, but for the next 4 years?
I think that we see, look, commerce has been changing for a while, and through the internet, through interconnectivity, and smartphones now, these powerful computers are in people's pockets all over the world. People are starting to have to learn new behaviors. Mm-hmm. So the challenge of teaching new behaviors to consumers and retailers and bringing awareness to these possibilities, mm-hmm. I think is going to be the biggest hurdle. Mm-hmm. Getting the retailers to recognize the need to shift from what they've been doing for, again, generations, mm-hmm. to this new way that can connect them more personally to their consumers, to their mm-hmm. client base, mm-hmm. And for consumers to recognize that there are things that can be put in place on their behalf to make their interactions simpler and safer. Mm-hmm. So these are new learnings that might take some time, mm-hmm. but those are the challenges that we're ready to take on.
Thank you very much for having this privilege to speak for Michael Chambers from the eBay Incorporate. My questions haven't been that easy, so I will give you a little reward. I give you just 2 extra minutes and just say what you would like to say as a person to what you're going to make us better understand from your own point of view in this future of electronic well-doing.
Personally, I think it's in everyone's interest to gain more flexibility and more freedom in the way that they engage mm-hmm. with merchants, with retailers. And there's no reason to sacrifice any safety, security, privacy mm-hmm. that you wouldn't otherwise want to share. So I think that's really why it's important to get this message out. We can do things the way we want to do them still and get better experiences as a result.
Thank you very much for this insight and for your personal comments on this point.
Thank you.